Now we're going to have a look at the value attributed to performance while we're on His Majesty's service. I have to say right at the beginning, God is not performance driven, but He does set us a standard by which to live our lives, and He gives us all we need to do this, the indwelling Holy Spirit, because without Him we can do nothing. He takes us as a lump of clay, unformed, and starts to shape us into the image of His Son. Our part is to be at peace under the hand of the potter and allow His shaping. Allow Him to work in us so He can work through us in order that the task we've been left here on the earth to accomplish gets done, whether that be as a mum, a dad, a carpenter, a bricklayer, a soldier, a sailor, a solicitor, or whatever. The deeds done in the body, as Paul calls them, because there are rewards at stake, there is an inheritance to be gained. The evaluation of our works is for reward, not criticism. On that day, Jesus will be wanting to give you everything He planned you should have. So if the Lord is asking you to love your husband and you consider he treats you badly, don't have a hissy fit. Go back to God, ask what that love looks like and what you need to do in order to fulfill His request, and then do it, because there's a reward waiting for something as down to earth and practical as that. It isn't rocket science, and it isn't difficult unless we make it so by our resistance. If you love only those who love you, what reward do you have? The scripture says. He's given us the enabler, the Holy Spirit. That means He'll never ask us to do something without giving us the ability to do it. What most often happens is that we don't want to do what's asked, because in our judgment, our evaluation, that person should not receive that particular thing from us because our needs aren't being met. Oh, come on, fess up now. That's what happens, isn't it? So we argue and play with it. We make it less than He's asked. We try to negotiate our way around it to suit our evaluation, our value system. Or worse, we simply forget what He's asked. What we're doing is conforming His command to our desires. We bend it instead of conforming our desires to His command. Beloved of God, He will never look for a 5-talent return from someone who's only been given 1 talent. What He asks is that you are faithful with what you've been given, that you don't try to be someone else or emulate someone else, but that you work faithfully and to the best of your ability in the corner of the vineyard He's apportioned to you, and that you do whatever He asks of you. When He asks you to honour the governing authorities, to do a good day's work, not to resent your boss, all those things, He's simply asking that you behave towards others as He is towards you. Honour and respect all men. You do that, He'll do the rest, and you get the reward. So how's it working out for you?